Good morning. 8:36 a.m. Saturday, September the 28th, 2019. Oh, I come all flat top. Grooving up slowly. Well, when I started 20 minutes ago, it was overcast, but it's burning off really fast. The southern sky is completely clear. Off to the west of the mountains, there's blue sky over the mountains, which is good because it is raw out here this morning. I'm wearing my sweatshirt, my hoodie. My gray athletic hoodie, because my fabulous heather-colored hoodie got covered with schmutz yesterday. It needs to get washed. So I did walk on treadmill last night. I did walk yesterday. I'm walking this morning. I need to walk to loosen the joints up. The knees are okay. I finished Raven's piece. I think I said that the other day. It's really good. I sent Glenn off a blurb for it. And I posted this morning in the Golden Age. It's still a quiver. I gotta put my head back. I can do it without disrupting everything. I looked on the on Amazon to see what he's got that I've missed. And, holy crap! This guy is the best answer I've got to the question. What do I need help with? For. And the answer is, I don't know how many books he's published this year. And it's all because of Jack and his PA, his personal assistant, who take care of running the business while he's got his head in the next book. And he's really disciplined. A level of discipline that I don't seem to have, at least not I don't have at the moment. And part of it is because this work in progress is... It's difficult, and I don't want to do it, and all of that, wine. Send over the ambulance. But he has people to ride herd on stuff, like writing letters to the cover artist and things like that. Look at that, five robins sitting on the top of a apparently dead tree. Six robins. They're sitting up high in the trees where it's warm. Down low, it's around here it's still pretty shady and the wind is... Wow, that wind cuts. It's only a promise of things to come. It's barely even a whisper of what it's going to be like in another 2 months, but... Okay. I work out. Do the walk a little later in the day. Shift it to like 9 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock once the sun isn't up at 7 o'clock anymore. I was a little late getting out this morning. I was dealing with some I did with some stuff. I did with some online discussions that I wanted to take part in before I walked away. Shut them all down for the day and then walked away. It's a beauty. Today is really... What's that smell? Febreze, maybe? Dry sheet. I got birds chirping. The sun has broken through. Oh, that feels so good. Wow. It's not like I'm cold. I actually put the hood down because I was building up enough heat inside that I need to bleed some of it off. My ears are cold now, but that's okay. So today's Saturday. What am I going to do today? I haven't filled out today's bullet journal yet. It's sitting open to a blank page. I've got to get it filled out. I've got to figure out what my priority is today. I probably should make my priority finishing at least one of the missing scenes in Cape Grace. Finishing all of the missing scenes in Cape Grace would be splendiferous. I confess that I did write yesterday, but I didn't write in Cape Grace. I was looking at the origin myth for the horse people of the plains. And seeing if there was something that I needed to add, or see if there was something I needed to take out, and I don't think so. I like it. It's not very long. It's like, I think maybe like 750 words, if that. It's a couple of pages double spaced. I like it. It's little man. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We've seen each other enough now that he recognizes me. Rock on. I didn't see a pedal pusher lady this morning. And it's Saturday, so I didn't see the school kids. So some of these people may be walking later. I haven't seen very many people this morning. I did see the tall, slender jogger with the beautiful red hair. It's maroon. It's beautiful. Cut in a flat top. Striking woman, just absolutely striking. She's got to be 6'2". At least that's how tall she seems to be. She's, as far as I know, she could be. She could be 5'8", and I'm just looking up to her because she's out there jogging. Looking awesome. Equipment this morning. Get ready, stay with me. One post, okay. Big bulldozer. grinding up the topsoil inside this building. Undoubtedly preparing it for replacing whatever was there before with something that doesn't natively grow there. Seems to be the way they do things here. Dig up the prairie grasses and replace it with Kentucky bluegrass or some other heavy water requirement stupidity. Before the guy makes the turn. I did. Oh, this one feels good. That won't be the last time I say that this season, I can tell. I do not have the metronome going this morning, and I only worked at 3 miles an hour last night, not 3.5. I'm trying to reduce some of the strain on my knee while still getting the exercise in. I'm not burning quite as many calories as I was, but not burning quite as many is better than not burning any at all. So, yeah, there's that. And I do feel so much better having walked all 4 miles yesterday. Roof is working. The bang, bang, bang. Some kind of demented woodpeckers. Got people doing the garage sale thing today. Beautiful day for garage sale. The breeze is a little stiff. Now that the sun's burned through, the clouds are... What clouds are left are burning off. They're not... Don't seem to be drifting off. They seem to be evaporating in the morning sun. It rained pretty good yesterday. We had some good rain in the evening. I could hear it pitter-pattering on the window well cover. I don't know if the microphone can pick that up. There's a roof crew down at the end of that cul-de-sac. I can only imagine what it must have felt like to have your roof torn off and the rains come last night. It's like, all right, so. Here come the rains again. So I've been listening to a lot of music lately. I talked about music and how important it was in my earlier life. having a stereo that was the first thing I set up in the new house and the last thing I tore down in the old one. But we've never really had that kind of musical backdrop living here in Colorado. I think in some part because holy crap, that is a big lawn sale. A couple sets of golf clubs. At least two bookcases full of books. There's like racks and racks of clothing. Wow. Oh, we didn't really have a place where we hung out all the time. We didn't have a place where setting up a music system made sense in our house. The living room has never been the gathering spot. If there's a gathering spot, it's always been the computer room in the basement. And with the computer sounds going on, having music seemed redundant. But I started taking some time every day to listen to at least a little bit of music. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the first mile takes 20 minutes and the meditation, the walking meditation only takes 10 minutes. So I usually try to bring up Pandora if it will play and listen to a little Doors radio or something like that. One of the communities I belong to, there's a woman who puts up every 3 or 4 days a 30, 40 tune playlist, a YouTube playlist of strange and eclectic music from around YouTube, given that's where all the links come from. Some really interesting music, some really interesting stuff. There's a Portuguese woman that I heard last night that was just haunting. And I take some time every day and sit and listen to some tunes. Usually I just, you know, tune into one of these playlists and let it unfold and show me stuff I've never heard of. And stuff I have. There's some Missy Elliott in there, some Snoop Dogg in there. There's some, once in a while she'll throw in Mountain Goats or, I don't know. It's all strange stuff to me. It's all stuff I would never have otherwise come in contact with. It's kind of fun. And then at night when I'm doing the dishes, I shut off the television and turn on my Doors playlist, my Doors channel on Pandora, and listen to music that reminds me of the music I used to listen to all the time. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.